This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Severe storms are causing high winds and flooding. Both directions of I-70 are closed at Glenwood Canyon. There's also flooding in southern metro Denver on I-25 and isolated spots throughout the Front Range. The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for Montezuma, Douglas, Larimer, Garfield, Mesa, and El Paso counties, plus multiple communities like Centennial and Parker. Do not drive through flooded roads, even if you see other drivers doing it. A major candidate for Denver mayor filed paperwork today. CPR's Ben Marcus reports longtime Chamber of Commerce leader Kelly Bruff is running for the city's top office.
Bruff made her name in former Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper's administration. She helped set up things like 311 and eventually rose to become chief of staff. During tough budget years, she won concessions from police and firefighter unions. Bruff went on to become head of the chamber in 2009 and served for 12 years. That connection will help her raise money, but pro-business stances taken by the chamber will likely hurt her with progressive voters. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
People gathered in Colorado Springs this morning to honor El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Peary, who was fatally shot. A procession through the city ended with a public service at New Life Church. Peary and other officers came under fire while responding to a domestic violence incident. More rain is in the forecast tomorrow. On the Front Range, overnight lows in the 30s and 40s. This is CPR News.